Deb.
Jeep Deb.
Yep.
Yeah. Stroked
it's
up
her
for
favorite
something like
song.
That. Yep.
Loves it.
8:16, it's Q105, Denny and the Girls live and local on Q105. Mostly sunny, hot, humid today with a high near 90, 90 again tomorrow. Thursday, cooling back down. It's 68 right now at the Cumulus compound at Toledo's Q105. Of course, Susie's here, Trish is here, Sexy Paul is here, Yummy 320, 419-240-1055. A comment regarding the drive scenario we had with Becky.
The trip?
Talk about being a backseat driver, LOL.
Ah.
All right, so Susie's 18th wedding anniversary is today, and she's all spun up because at some point the anniversary will be consummated, and she wants to know. Well, the anniversary day will be, you know, at some point there will be adult relations. Because,
well,
you know, be
helped.
Honest, that's what keeps us men going.
Sure.
For a lot of it. But, you know, whatever. And Becky thinks you two are crazy because you get all spun up and worried and whacked out because you know what's coming.
So are most women out there Beckys or are they Trisha and Susie's?
Are you a Becky or are you a S&T?
And it's about knowing.
419-240-1055. Do you get all spun up when you know at some point on a special day, anniversary, Valentine's, you know, whatever.
Birthday,
all of that. Do you get all spun up because at some point you got to do what, you know, only you're supposed to do with only one other person? It's the only thing. He can only get it from you. He can't get it. He was not supposed to get it anywhere else. So why do you guys get all spun up about it? Just have a couple of cocktails and just let it happen. What's the deal, Susan?
Why am I the bad guy for being responsible?
What does that mean?
I got that on my list. Like, I go to work, and then I'm going to the grocery store. And yes, it's on my mind because it's on my to-do list. And our family needs to eat. I cannot be a Becky today because I have tasks to do.
Well, so does he.
So.
Hi, Stu.
That's why you're all spun up, Stu?
So now I feel like the bad guy. Yeah, like I can't get my stuff done. Like, I just gotta go home and. Take a trip without proper planning? No.
Without washing the car?
She needs a trip tick.
Yeah.
All right, so you need a trip advisor.
Yeah.
Is there anything on that list that might get bumped? I mean, sometimes you hear your to-do list, you don't get everything done. Is the trip?
Oh, I always get my list done. Mm-mm, no, I'm a planner.
Oh, okay, so the trip's going to happen. You're just all spun up
after
about
I get
it.
My work done.
Okay, after, so yeah, it's like, maybe, no, not yeah. yet, no.
Is the list
long?
And the daughter's
right.
home from school, and then it's like, oh, can't do it now until we got to sneak around, right? I mean, what do you do when the daughter's home? Sneak around?
Benadryl.
Yeah, no, Benadryl, yeah.
Benadryl with the daughter?
Yeah.
No.
Meds with the daughter. No, it's fine. She's not paying attention.
All right, so you
it's
guys
fine.
Can
yeah,
have adult time when they're
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, and you get all spun up.
That's why I told her she should take care of it in the morning.
Knock it out. Maybe that's why he didn't want you to work today. He wanted her to take the day off.
I know.
Poor Chubb wanted
her
to take the day off.
That's really nice. Exactly. He knew that, and he wanted it off of her list. He knew that if, like, she wasn't working, then he had, like, 4 free hours.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Because I know he doesn't have anything planned because he's, like, starts to, why don't you take the day off tomorrow? Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Susie doesn't operate like that. No. Like, first of all, I don't take days off. Unless there's, like, a family. Like, I just don't take days off.
Right.
I just don't. Just not sick. I don't take days off unless we're doing something, you know, traveling
right.
somewhere. So I know last night when he starts that there's really nothing planned. It's just, why don't you just take the day off?
He wants his trip. He wants a morning trip.
Yeah,
is
I think
what he
you're
wants.
Right.
He's trying to align the stars.
Yeah, right. See? Because so.
Maybe he figures that if you sleep in and then
yes,
you wake up.
That's exactly it.
Maybe the crazy won't wake up early,
right.
and you guys can take a trip, and crazy won't be there. He
See?
Knows. He knows.
Oh,
by
I
time
should have just called you to translate what his MO really
yeah.
was.
He because he knows mm-hmm. if you go to work, by the time you get home, crazy's with you.
Yeah,
and then everything has to line up, including the stars, for
oh,
it to
yeah,
be a special uh-huh. moment.
Is the to-do list that long today?
Sounds
no.
like it.
It's a Monday.
All right, let's go to Tanya. Yeah. Tanya, are you more like Becky or are you more like S&T?
I am more like Becky. Honestly, that is, for me, what makes me forget about all of the stuff that I have to do and all of the
now
crap that's going on.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
for me, and that's just, that's, you know, keeps us getting along and nobody's grumpy. And
yeah. How many trips a week do you guys take, Tanya?
6 to 7.
Oh,
usually.
Wow.
Some,
That's almost daily.
A week?
I mean, are you tired? Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been married?
15 years, November
22nd.
Very
cool. Wow. And so we have 20s? Four kids. We've got, they're all boys. I mean, I'm stressed out a lot, and that keeps me calm and in a good mood.
Yeah, it takes the edge off.
Knocks the edge off.
Talk about taking a knee.
It's better than drinking. It's better.
It does. Takes the edge off. Sure.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Everybody's a lot happier in my house when it's going that way. It's been a couple of days. We are like, okay.
The kids are telling you
right now,
yes. Mom, Dad, you need some time alone.
Yeah. You better get that trip tick working. All right, Tanya. Thanks for playing along. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
See you. Yep. Bye. Bet you that makes you guys feel
maybe
better.
Maybe it's
huh?
No. Yeah. Right. No, that's not helping either. Maybe it's a frequency thing because Becky seems like she's very active, and Tanya seems very active with their trip. So I don't know.
Somebody has a question. The reason he gets spun up is it. In some way, is it a fear of getting prego that is taught to young girls from their mothers?
Oh, in the big picture. Oh. That's a big picture thing. Oh, I suppose for some people it might be, yeah. Could be. With women, yeah. Certain,
well, speaking of that's young pregnancies, too.
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie.
Oh, is she?
That was big news that broke Friday, too.
Do you think that picture's real? Of her, where she looks really pregnant, but
they're saying four months.
Could they have faked it? Because she looks bigger than 4 months.
How old is she now?
20.
20. And she had broken
she
up
good
with...
Is she the good looking one or the ugly one?
She's the...
They're all pretty.
Yeah, they're, everybody's cute in their own way. She's the one with...
Chloe's the only one who needs work. And probably has had.
Oh, no. They're all cute.
She's fine.
She broke up with Tyga because it was too much too soon, and she wanted to live a little and just be 20. But
and Tyga...
Is the old boyfriend.
Old boyfriend.
Okay.
She Tyga. Broke up early April with Tyga, and now she's with Travis. Tyga.
Oh, no, she's not pretty.
Oh, so it's Tyga's baby?
No, it's Travis's.
Tyga says... Oh. Tyga...
But
no,
he...
wait. He tweeted, "Hell no, nah, that's my kid." And then he had some devil emojis, and then he deleted the tweet. So he's...
But I'm saying she already started dating somebody and they're pregnant, so much
dude's name's Travis Scott. Her boyfriend is Travis Scott.
Life. Do you like mm-hmm. Travis?
And they're having a girl.
Oh, yeah. See, that's another
that's
thing.
What they're
like,
saying.
They already
I
know.
Guess you know.
These
okay.
are all
months?
The rumors.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. It's unexpected and a surprise. Okay.
That's how they... That's how you
how?
Know it wasn't planned.
Okay, hold on a second. Do people not realize that when you have sex, there's a possibility that a child could be conceived and eventually born? Do they not understand how where babies come from? And oh man, I can't believe it. It's a complete shock and surprise. Well, did you have sex? Well, yeah. Well, then you shouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's just their way of saying it wasn't planned.
Yes, I do think.
Well, obviously, but the whole surprise thing.
Well, it puts a happy
surprise.
Spin on it. It's like a candle
yeah,
on the
right.
cake.
Poor right. planning.
All we really wanted was the sex without any commitment and or children yep. was what they should have said. And we're mad because this is not the way we want it.
But
you had
so
sex.
But that's so wordy. Surprise.
Okay.
It's so much easier.
It is.
I can't
it
believe
is.
It. I don't know how this happened. Whoops. Well, did you have sex? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Lots. Well, that's what happens sometimes. You know.
Hmm.
But hey, our show, we wish them nothing but the best.
True.
They're not going to have like a baby shower, are they? Because I don't have time for that.
I'm not sure.
Oh, they'll probably work it into their show, though. It's like their 10th anniversary. Isn't it the show's 10th anniversary?
Oh, she got pregnant because of the show.
Well, that's what they were saying. Well, mom's probably all excited because
there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. We had two children for the good of the show.
Oh.
Hey, if Drew Carey can give away a bunch of money for his anniversary,
yeah, right.
they can knock out a illegitimate on theirs.
That's
so.
Fake, Paul. Watch that video on my blog from Price is Right. It's fake. And while you're up there, watch Mike Ferner and his green water experiment that he did on Friday.
He dead hopped fish. In the river.
Yeah,
he right. choked Let's, a fish out and threw it in the water.
I hope no fish had to die for that.
But he uses two dead fish. Where's all the animal rights crazies ripping on Ferner?
I knew a girl like
he
that.
He used two
I
dead fish.
Went to the freezer section.
Well,
I wouldn't worry.
What'd you say, Paul?
Nothing.
So you got to take a knee?
No.
Did I miss it? No. What'd he say, Susie?
Don't worry about it.
Let's a dead keep... fish and a girl he knew.
Oh, take a knee, Paul.
Come on.
Take a knee.
Take
yeah. another damn knee.
You're going to need to
put
bring
the
knee
Facebook
pads
live
to the
on
show, Paul.
Yeah.
Take a knee,
job.
Paul. All right, give me. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. I love the yep. black power thing.
How good.
Taking a knee, baby. I love it. All right, don't move. More to come. It's 826. Danny and the girls on Q105.
Q105 Traffic is sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Quality and value for less than $5.